Excellences, dignitaries, colleagues and friends, good earth to all of you. This is likely to shock many, but it is a fact that a traumatized community larger than Bhutan's population now lives in Bangladesh. Bhutan has a population of less than 800,000 and it probably took 60,000 years to become Bhutan. The bulk of the stateless Rohingyas, now numbering over 1.1 million, entered and settled in Bangladesh in less than 3 months after facing what the Independent International Fact-Finding Mission on Myanmar termed genocidal intent at the hands of the Myanmar military in the Arakan in August 2017. The United States also joined recently in calling it genocide and condemning the Myanmar military for it. But what prompted the Myanmar military to turn violent and commit genocide which led to the recent exodus of the Rohingyas into Bangladesh? Answers need not be as complex as they seem. I will limit myself to three root causes. The first one is on the question of identity. Myanmar does not recognize the Rohingyas as nationals of Myanmar. This is surprising given that as many as 135 ethnic communities have been recognized as citizens, and many of them are smaller than the Rohingya community. However, there have been some significant developments since the Rohingya exodus into Bangladesh in 2017. Let me flag three of them. One, throughout their presentation at the International Court of Justice, the Myanmar team, including Aung San Suu Kyi, never for once referred to the Rohingyas as Bengalis or illegal migrants. But then, as pointed out by the Gambian team member Philip Sands, she uttered the word Rohingya only once, and that again when spelling out the acronym ARSA. Otherwise, Suu Kyi referred to them as Arakanese Muslims. Sands could not help telling the court that this only gave credence to the allegation that Myanmar is trying to destroy the Rohingyas as a community of people with genocidal intent. Moreover, now that Myanmar has called the Rohingyas Arakanese Muslims at the highest international legal body, why do they persist in not recognizing them? The Rohingyas could easily be given recognition as Arakanese Muslims or Arakanese Hindus and made them citizens of Myanmar. But why that is not the case, I will explain shortly. The ICJ was not impressed with the contention of Aung San Suu Kyi and her team members. In less than 2 months of the hearing on 23rd January 2020, the ICJ not only granted the provisional measures requested by the Gambia, but also unanimously identified the group at the center of the case as Rohingyas. This was a significant victory for the Rohingyas, with implications far beyond the provisional measures. Three, the post-2021 military coup saw changes in national politics regarding recognizing the Rohingyas. The National Unity Government in exile is now ready to recognize the Rohingyas, provided, of course, it returns to power in Myanmar. This only implies that not recognizing the Rohingyas has always been political rather than ethnic or religious. This brings me to the second root cause, the National Constitution of Myanmar. The disruptive policy of Myanmar, which has gradually disenfranchised and dehumanized the Rohingyas, comes from an unspoken racial feeling of the military and civilian elite of the country. This unfortunately found a legal expression in the 2008 National Constitution of Myanmar. As Thant Minh Tieu, the grandson of U Thant, the former Secretary General of the United Nations, points out in his book published in 2020, and let me quote him. The Constitution included an arcane formula tied to race. Any Taing Intha or multinational race whose population constitutes at least 0.1% of the national populace, around 50,000 people in 2010, was entitled to representation in local legislative assemblies and ministerial portfolios in local administrations. If a Taing Intha constituted more than half of two contiguous townships, it was entitled to an autonomous zone, unquote. This brings me to the third and final root cause, the fear of Rohingya autonomy. In fact, in the same book, Thant Minh Tieu could not help pointing out, and I quote him again, I've heard many Burmese warn that giving Muslims in northern Arakan Taing Intha status as Rohingya would lead automatically to their being entitled to a zone of their own. A part of Burma would fall under Sharia law, a university lecturer whispered. To consider the Muslims of northern Arakan as one of the national races fused anxieties around both race and religion, unquote. But it is now clear that the Myanmar state promoted such views for political reasons. Good sense prevailed during the hearing at the ICJ, where Suu Kyi and her team, as indicated earlier, refrained from using the word Bengalis or illegal migrants for the Rohingyas. Given recent research on the Rohingyas, Myanmar is well aware that labelling the Rohingyas as Bengalis or illegal migrants would take them nowhere. Instead, this would make them closer to being accused of genocide against the Rohingyas. If we are to look into the root causes, it is clear that without bringing pressure, including economic and political sanctions, nothing will change the tragic fate of the Rohingyas. It looks like the Myanmar military was using Aung San Suu Kyi, then the latter using the military. This becomes clear from the post-February 2021 developments inside Myanmar. In just 1 year, the military has killed more than 1,500 of its citizens. But that did not stop the flow of international investments into Myanmar, which increased by 17%, according to one estimate. The other option for the international community, if it cannot withdraw the lucrative investments, would be to decouple the Rohingya issue from the respective economic and strategic interests. Such decoupling could include providing recognition to the Rohingyas in line with the ICJ provisional judgment, even providing support to the Rohingyas, particularly to the Rohingya diaspora spread in some 19 countries of the world, to form a civil entity and given a platform at the international level, including the United Nations. Ladies and gentlemen, I rest my case. Thank you.